Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dom.
And we are back with our second episode of Jump Point. Some exciting stuff to talk about tonight, guys. We're going to talk about the future of Battletech. We're going to talk about some controversial topics in light of the Kickstarter. Where's it going? Where's it going? So let's start with the most controversial of all. We're going to kick in with our Ready Room Roundtable. Classic or Alpha Strike? What do you think, guys? What's the future?
Is this a troll question? What are you trying to pull here?
So what do you think? Let's talk about the direction of Battletech. Let's talk about growing the audience, right? I think when we did some market research, if you will, and if you look at the size of, you know, Facebook groups and Reddit and like all these these things, right? It's like, you know, Battletech is like in the, I would say, the 10 to 15,000 range. And then if you look at something like Warhammer 40,000, it's like, was it 500,000 or was it 300,000? I think it was 300,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference in the group size. I know that's not entirely representative. I think Battletech does have
a bit of a... It just shows the engagement's that much higher, too, you know?
The engagement, and also, like, I want to call to light, like, maybe the age demographic of the audience, right? And so we talk about how do we grow Battletech. It's attracting more players. It's potentially attracting younger players, like the next generation of players. And that's, like, an on-demand society. It's, like, instant gratification. You know, so you could argue Alpha Strike would be better there. But then at the same time, 40K isn't exactly a fast rule set, right? I mean, it takes 4 hours just to deploy your army. Like, it's insane.
Just to roll the dice.
Right. So let's talk about it. I'll turn it over. Tom, why don't we start with you? What's your opinion on this?
Yeah. So I have two opinions. One, in terms of overall positioning for Battletech. Mm-hmm. One of the big differences, and I mentioned engagement, one of the things that Warhammer, you know, Games Workshop did correctly is their tactic of sort of saturation of in-person physical options to play the game. There's a lot of tournaments. They have in-store all, like, if you try to search for a Battletech group to play with, it's kind of hard, and there's a lot of gaps in the geography. But if you looked for like a 40K game, I bet almost every city in the country you could find a group of players. And that takes a lot of effort, I think, from the owners of the game. Like, mm-hmm. Catalyst would have to step up and really focus organization around that. And that would be a way to get people in the door. And then the other thing with 40K and most other games, well, 40K, if we wanted to call out like who the big winner is right now, you know, the other thing that they have is other ways to consume the lore. You know, they have a really good video game and they do a lot of books, and Battletech does pretty good with the books. I think they pump them out, and I can't speak to their quality all that much. I don't think that like 40K's quality is all that great either, for the most part.
They're hit or miss, right? You have some great ones and then you have some like very cringy ones. I think that's consistent across the board.
Right. And other than that, I mean, I think they really stepped up, you know, again, the plastics were a huge step forward. They're modern, they're real sexy, and everybody likes them a lot. They'll get you in the door. And so then in terms of the rule set that they focus around, I think that's just as critical. Yeah. And with 40K, I mean, they do additions, right? So they're constantly doing what Catalyst needs to do. But like, Catalyst has to basically do a pivot rather than an evolution. And I do think Alpha Strike Destiny is the way forward, while Classic is not.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to hate
them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so obviously we've spoken about this like off camera. My kind of allegiance lies with Classic, but I would absolutely agree everything. What you guys would think and what Tom just specified there, which was that, you know, if you are going to attract audiences, you really kind of have to have that young demographic in mind. And I mean, Classic, like, you know, for people of in around our generation and around like that, you know, late 30s, early 40s mark, I love Classic for what it is and like the granularity of it. But if I'm, and I do introduce quite a few new players to Battletech, and obviously Battletech's not massive in Britain. Like everything over here is very much like not just 40k, but like Games Workshop related. Yeah, so it's a very like niche like system over here. I will always try, if I get younger players in, or if I'm, you know, playing with people, say like under 30 or something like that, I will introduce them to Alpha Strike. It's horses for courses, right? Like you will have like older people. I think it will, not just older people as well, but I think when younger people get Alpha Strike, you can then introduce them to Classic and they're like, oh, I actually really enjoy that granularity. But as you said, Aaron, like you're going up against it, right? Exactly, yeah. But you're going up against like computer games where, you know, if you, computer games now are like way different from when they were 20, 30 years ago. Like you, and I don't mean the quality, I just mean the format of how you're going to play them. So it's a very, for me, it is Alpha Strike. I think that Catalyst are going in the right direction. Absolutely. And I think they need to really kind of push on that. But then I think, I suppose the real controversy is, I don't think we're going to touch on this tonight, but do we need a new rule set then? You know, are they going to kind of really do what, you know, not necessarily take the 40k model, which is to put new like rule versions out every few years, but, you know, are they going to kind of develop Alpha Strike and do something like more elaborate with it, make it even more streamlined, or maybe add a little bit more granularity to it? So
let me weigh in on a couple things. So first and foremost, I think what makes Battletech unique as a game is the level of detail provided in Classic, right? The fact that a mech that has a giant cannon for an arm cannot rip a tree out of the ground and smash you over the head with it, right? The fact that, you know, a mech with, you know, a trio of auto cannons behaves differently than a mech, you know, with barrels of LRMs, you know, and I think that makes... Yeah. Right, and that makes the game unique, right? Being able to rip off limbs with, you know, when they got under fire and internal structure and ammo explosions... These things are so unique to Battletech. I think when you play Alpha Strike, and you know, we love Alpha Strike. Alpha Strike has a lot of layers, but you do lose some of that, right? And that was sort of the driver for developing that Destiny hybrid system based off the MechWarrior Destiny RPG, right? We sort of blended rules from Alpha Strike and Classic and the RPG together to make sort of a middle ground system. Yeah. Because I still wanted to know that, you know, my rifleman had, you know, twin large lasers and twin autocannon fives, while your rifleman had PPCs and large lasers, right? Like, very different.
And they play completely differently. Yeah.
Right. And they play completely different, right? And I think that makes Battletech very cool. So I wouldn't want to see that disappear, right?
Yeah. I want to, can I add in a controversial opinion to that? Just to highlight it? Yeah.
This is jump point.
Yeah, I also think like Destiny is that good middle point where Classic, it's really difficult to have mixed arms, bring in infantry and vehicles and aerospace.
Yeah.
And that's what Alpha really shines in, is that like multidisciplinary battlefield.
Yeah.
And so you get all the benefits of that mech differentiation from Classic that we, and I completely agree. Like, I like being, I do at the end of the day, like to be able to hit specific areas, see damage applied to specific areas. And like, so getting that level of feel, but extending it so that all those other things still work that don't work great in Classic.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think it's
so, I mean, factors. I'll retract what I said. So maybe it's not Alpha's the future, maybe an evolution of Battle or of Classic is in that direction.
Something, a simpler Classic, a, you know, Classic Light, or a more detailed Alpha Strike. Again, like they all sort of, you want elements of both, in my opinion. But let's move forward. Let's talk about Classic in the sense that it is a skirmish game. I know people play combined arms and infantry and aerospace and are like, what do you mean it's complicated? But listen, it's time consuming, right? There's a lot of different rules. Like, you can't just memorize one hit table. You got to memorize, there's a different hit table for vehicles and mechs and airs, right? It's more complex. So, you know, when we think about Classic Battletech, traditionally, you know, and even the box set sort of lends itself to this, you're like 4v4. Your mechs, you're 4v4. Alpha Strike is really an army-based game where you're bringing to the table, you know,
like Battlefield,
you know, an entire like company or even bigger, right? Battalions of mechs and support and aerospace fighters, infantry. So granular can still be fun. There's a rising popularity in skirmish style games. You don't you don't have to paint as much. Your cost of entry is lower. So there is some value to that, I think, in that classic sense, right? There's value to having less units on the table, right? You don't need, you know, 150 tiny space elves to paint on their, you know, right? You can just get away with four chunky robots and you're in good shape. So that's kind of cool too. Yeah, yeah. Space dwarves.
Oh, well, the squats, another controversial issue.
Tell me. What's controversial? Space dwarves?
No, I was just saying squats. If you're talking about space dwarves,
yeah,
the League of Votan, or whatever they've called them now.
So I wanna end this Ready Room roundtable with one question. I think it'll probably lend itself to an entire episode. You know, can BattleTech be a competitive, you know, tournament level balanced system,
or does it need to be? Is that maybe the better question?
Does it need to be? Answer.
Maybe that's for the extended out.
Extended out. What do you think?
Your question.
Yeah.
So bring it right back with BattleTech in terms of its like rudimentary rules. BattleTech was never ever meant to be competitive. I mean, you cannot have a competitive gaming set where you've got that headshot factor, because you can literally lose, you know, what, 2,500 points of battle value in Classic with the roll of a dice. And that is utterly brutal.
Right.
Yeah. So if you were going to make a balanced game, you'd have to do something about that, because, you know, you've got as much chance of hitting
a lot. Like rerolls or something?
Like an edge point, maybe? I don't know.
You'd need something to mitigate that, because it's just so... But that's why I love BattleTech. I mean, that's why I think it's a very brilliant game, because it's geared up for narrative play, in my opinion, like much more than it is for competitive. But I think even the competitive play is so fun and derpy, because so many random things can happen. And that's the same in any game. I mean, you get that in 40K, you get that in other gaming sets as well. But I think BattleTech, it's so distinct because of that random like battle value sacrifice that can just happen, you know, like rolling box counts with it, and that's it. You basically head capped a mech, so you know. It's...
Yeah, and I think a point to make about that too is you're not going to draw the same type of gamer either, because it's not a list build. It's not a like
exactly
you can min max all day, and you can't build like chains, right? There's no chaining. There's no special like interplays between. I mean, the Line best you can get is well, like indirect fire. You know,
right? Tag, exactly. Artillery, right? Yeah. Well, I will say this though: the what you just described, I 100% agree with. However, that lends itself to a specific type of force build that I think reflects the results that we've seen in battle reports time and time again, which is sheer numbers typically win, because you can play the odds, and the more dice you roll, the more you are likely to get that headshot,
which is 40K too.
To some degree, right. But I think a lot of the goofy combo abilities offset that, which I hate, you know, unless I'm playing Magic the Gathering, you know, like I don't want to be worried about like, you know, your Necron like teleporting into my mech's butthole and like killing it from the inside.
When you say numbers, would you just mean like higher attack values and things?
No, damage? I mean like I have 16 mechs and you have 5.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that to death.
And that's why the clans struggle when you do, you know, straight point value. But let's move on to our next segment. This next segment, guys, is our rapid fire segment. So get those rotor auto cannons going. The way this works is I'm going to ask a question. Tom, you will answer. Dom, you will answer, and then I will give you my answer. First question is: what system is king? Alpha Strike, Classic. Destiny.
I like the RPG, and I like our extended game.
Yeah. Dom?
100%.
Okay, we're talking just like between Classic and Alpha Strike, I'll go with Classic, but I do play like a hybrid version. So, you know, it's, I think a lot of people do that as well. So Classic with an asterisk.
Yeah. I'm a Destiny guy, as you know. But if Destiny was factored out, I think Alpha Strike is an easier way to get people into the game. All right, favorite unit type. So when I say type, I mean like mech, airspace fighter, hovercraft, tank. Like, what's your favorite unit type, Tom?
Aerospace.
Yeah, of course it is.
Dom?
I'm a man of the moment. That's all. I live in the moment.
In the moment.
You've had success with it. So, you know, can you say? For me, it is and always will be medium mechs. I am a medium mech spammer. I love them.
Okay. Interesting.
They're the best.
Yeah, I'm a battle mech. I'm a battle mech guy myself. I mean, that is.
You know, I thought you would have said proto mech.
All right. So, in terms of the way the game should be played, as God intended, mechs only or combined arms, Tom?
I love combined arms, but for skirmish stuff, mech on mech.
Okay. Know.
But yeah, combined. I'll go with combined. That's such a hard question.
Yeah, it is a hard question. I think I would give Tom's answer pretty much verbatim there. Like, I love the skirmish element of like 4-on-4 lands, but yeah. Combined arms, he's brilliant. It's so fun to kind of roll infantry and vehicles.
Combined arms for me too. Next question, semi-related. Aerospace fighters, a key part of the game or total cheese?
For Alpha Strike, I think once you introduce it, it's a game changer in terms of the amount of enjoyment you'll get out of it.
Okay.
In a good way. Puss.
Total cheese. I really don't like aerospace on any gaming system when you bring in, apart from VTOLs. VTOLs are fine in Battletech, but
they're the worst. VTOLs are the worst.
Yeah. I go for the support deck, actually. I think the support deck they released, what is it, like a couple of years ago, is a really nice way to introduce that without all the kind of added rule sets and all that malarkey.
I would actually say they're an essential part of the game, but I do think the rules need some additional tweaking. I think they need some rebalancing. All right, so let's ask the same.
They released a Rado on the... Okay, sorry.
This is rapid fire, Tom. Next question. Same thing, but for infantry, cheese or essential part of the game?
I have no experience playing infantry, but I want to love them.
All right.
Like children.
Dom.
Yeah, central part of the game. I love playing infantry, but they can be very crunchy, especially in Alpha Strike if you bring flamer infantry. So maybe need a little bit of a revamp as well.
Yeah, I think they're totally cheesy. If you want my opinion, I think you can do way too many weird things with them and they don't cost enough.
You need to put restrictions on, right? So you need to say like, okay, you can only bring a platoon of infantry. That fixes a lot of the problems.
All right. Last rapid fire, Warhammer or Marauder? Tom.
Oh my God.
You love these. They're so hard.
I mean, Warhammer all day. You're a Marauder guy, so I have to be the Warhammer.
Dom.
I'd go Marauder, but only because I do like playing Bounty Hunter occasionally, and he loves rocking Natasha Kerensky's old Marauder, so I would go Marauder.
I mean, oh, whoops. It's on this side.
Oh, yes. We're not in the mirror.
I told you. Before
this episode, Tom and I were just joking about mirrored cameras and how confusing it could be. Which hand am I holding up? So anyway, that ends our rapid fire segment. Next, Tom, it is your favorite segment. It is the render blender. All right, here it is, guys. Here it is. It's what we're looking at. We're looking at the Goliath and the Scorpion. Scorpion over here, the little guy, and the Goliath is the big one. Let's start with the Scorpion first. Tom, what do you think?
I might need a private room for... I love quad mechs. If one of them has knee lasers, I might have to leave this chat room.
weird. Yeah.
This thing is so good. I mean... Again, we were talking in the last jump point about the style evolution, and this is a perfect example. Like, oh my God, the leg design on this is so good. It's so good. And the placement of the guns on top and the cockpit with this little, like, kind of, you know, construction vehicle box is just so good. Everything about it is amazing.
Absolutely love it.
If that doesn't make you love quad mechs, nothing will, and you should leave.
I love them more, and the legs look... realistic, look, ball joints and everything else, like, well done.
Like, you can imagine them, like, all these weird articulations, like, to get up. Yeah.
The feet do look very Imperial Walker-esque, but otherwise, I think this design is entirely unique.
Are you complaining about that or happy about that?
No, I want to have an Innersphere infantryman with like a vibro sword hanging from the bottom, ready to throw a thermal detonator. I mean, a grenade into the.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You like to see?
I just
want to
be rock climbing. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this Goliath here. This thing is such
a
goofy child of the 80s. Like, look at this thing.
Yeah, so it's a gorilla, right? So remember I talked about wanting like a Beast Wars style of battle tech at some point? This is a perfect example where you could easily make that into a gorilla, and I would buy. And the other one's a frog, I think. Or a gecko of some kind, maybe.
I see it now.
Like, when you make a quad mech, right, you need to make it for a reason. And then you look at that gun on top of it and you're like, okay, I understand why you would be a quad mech. Yeah. It's perfect in every possible way. And I would change nothing.
Dom, do you know the loadout of the Goliath off the top of your head? I do not. Is that an AC-20? Is it a PPC?
I think it's an Exterminator cannon.
Exterminatus?
It's two LRM-10s, I think, on its side. Yes. I can't remember what the gun is. Is it a Gauss rifle on top?
I don't know. That's a 3025 design. Well, guys, if you know, leave it in the comments. Okay. I'm probably going to check out Sarna after this one to figure it out.
I should have looked at it before. But we should. I mean, dude, it's just such like.
Let's just do it right now. Let's just go to Sarna right now.
Goliath. I think this is spelled it right. I wish I could read
it. It's PPC.
PPC. I think you can get ones with like
the 3M has the devastating Zeus slingshot Gauss rifle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so that's the one probably. See, that's the only thing I was going to say is like sometimes I'm very bummed by the weird builds that were original Battletech. And there are these amazing mech designs, and then you're like, wait, what's the loadout again? You have nothing but short range weapons. You're an assault mech with 3 max damage. Right,
with 5 small lasers. Charger looking at you. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But that is, you know, we were talking on Discord about this, and that is the allure of the 3025 era. And honestly, that is where Classic shines, kind of coming full circle. I think that is, like, that era in Classic is just phenomenal. Now, we're going to move into the next segment. This is our patron Q&A. This is related to Classic Battletech rules. And this question is from our patron Rain, so thank you for this question. Aiming in Battletech, cold shots, is it worth it? Dom, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a Dom question.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, it's a, I suppose if you're talking about like cold shots, then you get them obviously for, you know, if a mech is like immobile or listed as immobile, you automatically get the cold shot. So that's fine. The rule set though is slightly weird because obviously I think you've got to roll a 6, 7, or 8 just off the top of my head though.
You rolled a hit, right? And then.
Yeah. And then you get it to roll 6, 7, or 8 to get the cold shot. But yeah, I mean, it's not something I don't hunt. I mean, obviously, if you've got an unconscious mech warrior or there's a, you know, something like that happening, then yeah, you can go in there and try to do it. But obviously, one of the problems with it is that you don't get the advantage if you're going in for a headshot. You know, you don't get that that cold shot minus -4 modifier. So, like, that would, I mean, that's your inclination, right? That would be instinctively what you'd want to do. I'm going to head cap you, but you can't do that. So the mech would already have to have damage. So you kind of have to have quite a lot of damage on a torso or somewhere to get the benefit.
A couple things, right? If you have a targeting computer, you can make a called shot, even if they're not immobile.
Yep,
but,
that's right.
But having it be, you know, strictly for an immobile mech is like, blah. You can
shots and rules are cheese, I think.
You think they're cheesy? So to me,
when we played with them, I just think that they were overpowered. Again, like in like a video game, they make total sense. You know, targeting reticule, you're aiming for a thing. Mm-hmm. But somehow in the translation, they were like really powerful, right? Because you're metagaming a little bit, you know. Like, you know, I don't know. But I guess
the thing is this, in my opinion, right, is if you miss, right, you still hit, right? Mm-hmm. You just hit something else, but there's still a chance you'll hit the thing that you aimed at anyway, right? So it's almost like if you're not taking the penalty to hit, you might as well just do one. I do agree they're kind of cheesy. I think the rules need to be revamped, but in my opinion, I think Classic needs to implement the whole tick system. I know some people hate it, and everybody loves that their five medium lasers hit six different locations. Am I the only
person? I'm curious if you were just trying to call me out.
Yeah, I hate it. It's awful. It makes zero sense.
Yeah,
zero sense. I don't like it. I think it's funny. You're in the camp that doesn't like ticks. You like rolling individually for every weapon. I'm in the opposite camp. I want like a weapon group hitting a thing. I want mechs to die quick. I want like to bore holes in somebody's left torso.
You know, but you're also a guy who used like macros on your keyboard to like when you played BattleTech, you know, or Warhammer, or Mech Warrior. So
guilty as
charged. I don't even know how that works. To be honest, yeah, I don't even know how a macro works.
Oh my god, dude, so good.
You're just recreating
they were the good old days.
Aaron's point there is a salient one. I think like it speeds the game up considerably if you do that. And it, like, why would you have technology that's 1,000 years in the future where it's like the lasers just kind of go pew, like they would be able to target it in.
So I think this is where it comes from, is that like movement is abstracted. Everything's kind of abstracted to the point where like it's turn-based. It's not real time. So the idea of a called shot is breaking that idea that like your mech moved through a space in that turn, even though you've placed your mech here, and you're abstracting the chance of all those things.
Yeah.
And you know, but that maybe that's why you get the called, but if you don't, you still hit. I don't know. It's hard.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I just think it doesn't fit the flavor of the game properly.
I think I agree. I think I would either take it out or revamp it. But let's wrap that up. In fact, let's wrap up this episode. Guys, this was a good one. Wrap it up. All right. So speaking of which, subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment. Let us know what you thought. Give us some ideas for the next episode. If you're a patron, head on into Discord in our Jump Point channel. And you can...
We're like so close to 10,000 subscribers. Like,
so close.
Get us over that hump. It is over the hump. Huge.
By Christmas.
10,000 It'll be so by awesome.
By Christmas.
Yeah, by Christmas.
Don't make me wait for the Kickstarter. I don't want to wait.
It's going to be so awesome.
Like, before
you can't believe what's going to happen when we hit 10,000 subs.
Don't make promises we can't keep.
I didn't specify a single thing.
Tom will shave half of his mustache.
Yeah, sure. If that's what it takes. For every 1,000 we get, I'll shave a part of my mustache.
This is weird. This is getting weird. Yeah. It's like one of those sexy advent calendars. Like,
yeah, every month. It's just a video of me shaving part of my mustache.
Wow. This on that note, don't forget to visit Ares Games and Minis, where you can get your own sexy advent calendar. You can also get Lance packs. You can get the books, the dice. Anything you need. You can also get a lot of our partners' goods over there, like Hardware Studios and Xmarks. So some really good stuff there. But anyway, that's that. We're wrapping this one up before it gets weirder. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And of course, stay tuned. Always great stuff coming from Death From Above Wargaming. Have a good night.
See y'all.